Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Let me push this button, move this button, move this. Oh, to be have a one-woman show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Yes, I do use the L. Thank you. Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, throwing in Oracle, teacher, but most importantly, a student, always learning, always growing. The homework is never ending. No vacations, no time off, no breaks. This being consciousness, living in, living consciously, self-awareness off the chart. Oh my gosh, it is more than a notion. Happiness specialist, how the heck did she get that title? Well, thank you for asking. When I was younger, I wished for two things. I wanted to be, to live to my potential, whatever that meant. You know, when you blow out the candles on your birthday cake and you make a wish, I wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential. I had no idea what that meant, and I wanted to be happy. And so this search for happiness, this seeking happiness, this where is it? How can I maintain it? It's been a lifelong 45 years. Did I say 45 years? 45 years of discovery, of looking, seeking, turning over every stone and looking what's underneath. And the good news, my dear audience, the good news is happiness is a practice skill, just like any other skill, from painting to being a professional athlete, a musician, a speaker, a writer, an artist, landscaper, a bricklayer, transportation officer. It's a practice. And let me be very, very clear. When I talk about happiness, I'm talking about what is your personal vibration, what is your personal energy in any given moment. And you know, being human, you vibrate feeling, I like to use the analogy of an ice cube, a water. Water has more than three forms, but three forms of water is, number one is the ice cube, where you feel it's just solid, rigid, unmovable, just like an iceberg. And then you have the water where you're flowing. You're flowing through life. And then you also have, when the water is heated, you have steam. So there are different stages. I know it's a little simplistic, but there's different stages. There's different energy levels. And you can feel the difference, whether you feel like an ice cube or flowy or steamy. The point is, you can... It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter what is, it doesn't, your external has nothing to do with your ability to vibrate an energy of contentment and inner peace. Nothing. Not a story, not an incident, not what someone says to you, not what someone does, has nothing to do with your ability to maintain and sustain this energy of contentment and inner peace. How do I know? Because I've been practicing for 45 years, and I'm here to tell you, just because I'm a happiness specialist, don't think that I'm running and skipping through a field of flowers. Hell no. Life hits me just like it hits you. And all I'm sharing is when I say happiness is a practice skill, that's the good news. But what do you practice? Thank you for asking. The first part of the practice is to be aware of, focus on all of those programmed behaviors. And I'm up to 54 right now. All of those programmed behaviors, meaning the behaviors, the thoughts, the beliefs that you didn't have when you were born, when you were hatched. When you popped out of the womb, I like to say popped out of the womb, when you were born, 54 programmed behaviors that you did not have, and you had to be programmed to believe these things. You had to be taught. You had to be conditioned. I didn't even use the term brainwashed. So the programmed behaviors are simple ones, and when I said I'm up to 54, there's three different levels, and the levels that the first level where even the civilians will admit, and when I say civilians, I'm just talking about people that really don't, haven't discovered, but really aren't really prioritizing, maybe not prioritizing this thing called happiness, this energy, this vibration of contentment. For some people, that's not important. Other things are, for some people, achieving, titles, traveling, money in the bank, and I'm not poo-pooing any of it. But for me, and what I share, is that this vibration of contentment, inner peace along this journey is numero uno. It is the only, it is my only study. I'm not interested in anything else because this life is a roller coaster of events, a roller coaster of emotions, and with that, all I want is to vibrate contentment while I'm on this ride, while I'm on this unpredictable ride. This journey we call life. Can I just experience this journey with inner peace nonstop? The answer is yes, with practice. 54 behaviors. And today we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask you, what are you talking about? And the question relates to what are you talking about on a daily basis? Now, I'm not saying if you have a podcast or if you're a speaker and you share stories on the stage. I'm talking about in your personal life. What do you talk about in your personal life? And one of the reasons why I'm bringing up this topic is my family on this side, I hope my head is moving to the left. My family on this side, one of our family members has to work on Thanksgiving, so we celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday, and it was so much fun. I love eating. It was so much fun, meaning as far as a lot of good food, and it is nice connecting with people once a year. I can do it once a year. I digress. But my point was, one of the things that people talked about when I sat and talked to, you know, different family members that I hadn't seen in a year, and maybe some of them I hadn't seen in a couple of years. And one of the topics, I mean, I do a lot of listening. In my personal life, I do a lot of listening. I really don't. Yeah, what do I have to talk about? How to maintain happiness, what program behaviors? That's not going to go over big at a dinner party. So I know where to pick and choose. I know where to insert myself with the communication. So I do a lot of listening. And yesterday with the family members, you know what I heard? Hopefully none of my family members are listening to this. Well, it's not an insult, but the conversation, I'm not going to say 99%. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say 100%. 100% of the conversation was about yesterday. 100%. And that's why I brought up this topic, what are you talking about? And I listened to one of my family members talk about a job that was stressful that they had. They were saying that it was the most stressful job they had ever had in their life, meaning that they had to punch in when you arrive, punch in for your breaks, punch in for your lunch, punch in, punch out. And if you were late 1 second, 1 second, you were docked, or you were put on this list of maybe you could be fired. It was a very strict job as far as being on time. And I remember when I was younger punching a clock, but I didn't, you know, if you were late, you were just docked. But no, in this particular job, they were explaining how stressful it was, because even 1 second you could get written up. Okay, so I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, and I asked, I said, well, when was this? How long ago was this? Decades. Not to make a judgment about the conversation, but just to ask, are you aware of what you are talking about? Are you aware of what you are discussing with people? Are you conscious of your conversation and not only the conversation, the energy behind it? Because the interesting thing about listening and then just listening to this, the person went back and could feel, I could feel all of the tension and the stress and the anxiety just by going back and talking about that job. And I'm thinking to myself, without judgment, I'm thinking, to go back and have a discussion about something that made you so stressed, that made you so anxious and stressed out, what is the purpose? Now, I'm just thinking this. Just go along with me. I'm just thinking this. What is the purpose? Now, when I ask what the purpose is, you know, the common response is just sharing. And I get it. The masses, the world loves to share stories and talk about what happened yesterday. And in fact, another family member was talking about walking, well, because I'm in Las Vegas, walking at the Fremont Experience and talking about all of the druggies that were on the street. Now, I totally understand having a conversation. I get it. But my point is to you, the individual. Because if you're listening to this show, well, let me not make that assumption, because maybe this is the first time you heard me and you're ready to move on to a new show. But if you're listening to this show is about how to experience more happiness. And again, it is an energy. How to experience more of this energy of contentment, this vibration of peace. How do I experience more of this along the journey? And so that's the point of this whole show, which is, by the way, I think it's 15 years now. I know it's over 12 years, 15 years of this, and the audience has grown with me. I've grown up. You're grown up. We're still growing. And the point is how to experience, and is it possible? And the answer is, yes, it's possible to experience more inner peace and more contentment, but not with talking about, but not by talking about topics that shift, that have the ability, that can shift your energy level to anxious, to nervous, to something that is not, is the opposite of contentment. How's that? That's the best I can explain it. For you, my dear audience, the question is, what are you talking about? Are you noticing? Are you talking about what the world is experiencing? Are you talking about other people that you maybe witness and or judge? I'm going to say that because there's a difference. Well, there's a difference between judging and describing. Are you describing or are you judging? Which is a big energy shift. You can feel it in your body, the feeling of judgment and the feeling of describing. I can feel it, and if I can feel it, you can feel it. So the point is, if I had one, the point is to be mindful and aware, and this is my question. This is my other question to you. Are you able to, are you able to be in a room full of people? No, that's not a good question. Hold on. Let me come up with another question. Are you able to be okay? How about this? This is really the question. Be okay in a room full of people and no one's talking. And no one's looking at television, no one's looking at YouTube. In other words, are you comfortable, number one, the practice is being comfortable with silence. One of the things that I've noticed, and maybe you've noticed too, is that there aren't a lot of people that if I'm in a room with you, are not comfortable with silence. Now, I'm not talking about that's a good thing or it's a bad thing, it's just being aware. Are you aware? Are you okay being in a room full of people and it's quiet? And I'm not talking about we're praying now to ourselves. Yeah, people try to get me all tripped up in different scenarios. No. Being able to be okay with silence. And because one of my theories, and this is a theory, you check me, and maybe you have another theory because it's only one perspective. And remember, that's one of the biggest challenges is to be able to come up with more than one perspective. So I welcome other perspectives. In other words, are you aware of what you are talking about in every single moment? Not when you're on stage, not when you're a podcast, not when you're in front of an audience. I'm talking about in your personal life. What are you talking about? And so that answer, you're the only one that can answer this. And sometimes, actually a lot of times, there is a habitual way of behavior. And I'm coming clean. I know what I lean towards habitually. And that is really the practice, is being aware of, more aware of what you're talking about and what your intention is and or what is your agenda with your conversation. What is the agenda? Do you even have an agenda? Or are you talking just to fill up space or time? Not to say there's anything wrong with it, my dear audience, the mindless chatter is what the ego does. I call it taking me hostage. This mindless chatter, this constant, and they're called thoughts, but this constant conversation, this endless conversation that just never ends, just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean I don't have the ego just going on and on and on in my head. And this is the, uh-oh, hold on a second. Oh, just booted me out of the studio. Let me get back in. See, that's what happens when I'm closing my eyes while I'm talking. Yes, I'm back in. Oh, the number to call in is, area. If you want to speak with me live, is area code. That would have been nice to announce a little bit earlier in the show. But that's what happens when I just get shot out of a cannon. The number to call in and to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1 if you want to join the conversation, and or if you are on Wisdom, just ask to join the conversation. Back to this ego possessing my thoughts, my mind, with this constant mindless chatter, and it can jump from story to story to story to story, a leapfrog event. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. And the other day, I was on an ultra consciousness level, and stepping out of it and saying, you know, you ego, you are taking me hostage with these constant barrage of stories that never ever seem to cease. It is a regurgitating of thoughts. Which, I mean, come on, it is something that at this point I witness as opposed to identify with, but getting back to this being held hostage. So anytime, and I'm only going to speak for myself, anytime I am consumed with these stories of you name it, I know that my ego has taken over. It has taken over. It has possessed me to a point where I'm either present or I'm in a story. And I know that when I talk about what are you talking about, the topic today, I'm either present or I'm I am in a story about what? Yesterday or the future. There's no other options there. You're either present or you're in the past or you're in the future. Which do you think, is going to bring you the biggest opportunity? What are we selling, lottery tickets here? No. What do you think is going to bring you more a vibrational level as to what you would. Now I'm getting tripped up on that, because now last week we talked about not having preferences for emotions either. So not preferring, this thing about this program behavior, having a preference, also having a preference for how I want to feel in this moment. That's another thing that subtracts. So the practice is to accept all the feelings and all the moments, and be mindful of what you are speaking and what you are talking about, what are you communicating with others. And if you notice, I mean, I can give you a homework assignment. You don't have to do it. But notice what these people continue to talk about. Most of it is about yesterday. The other most of it is about the doom and gloom of tomorrow. Tomorrow is all I see, all I feel, all I can perceive is doom and gloom. And I'm here to tell you that the ego wants, what it wants more than anything else is to keep you next to it, is to keep you in its grasp, in its close, in close vicinity, in close contact. It wants you to identify with the stories, believe the stories, talk about the stories, talk about yesterday, talk about something that bothered you decades ago. And all I'm here is to remind you of, is to remind you that if you want to experience anything different, the first part is to do something different, behave differently. Even if it's just the smallest, oh, look, this time, this would have triggered me a month ago, a year ago, and now I'm cool with it. Even the smallest notice, the shift, a speck of growth, a speck of more consciousness, a speck of more awareness. And that comes with knowing what you're talking about and being mindful of what you're saying and why you're saying it. What are you doing? Are you sharing for a purpose, for a reason? You know, one of the things, in fact, it's on the list. It's on the list of 54 program behaviors that subtract from happiness, and that is sharing bad news. That's on the list. I don't know, but I do know some people that are addicted to sharing bad news. Can't wait. Thank you, Bart Scott. That's a reference. Can't wait to share bad news. Can't wait to share something that isn't uplifting, inspiring, or pleasant. And again, no judgment, just describing. The people that are not mindful are not aware of what they're saying or why they're saying it, it's a full-on program. The awareness is the work. The awareness is the work. Again, to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Any comments or any questions from the audience? Any comments or any questions? And I would even love, of course, you know, I love when people disagree or disagree with my perspective. I'm cool with it. Yes, it just opens more possibilities of perspective. So anyone want to comment about what or share about what you are talking about or what you've noticed that you tend to talk about in your personal life? Anyone? You know, I can talk forever without anybody talking to me. You know, last week was the last day of the Truth About Happiness classes at the college that I teach at and volunteer. And so, oh, shoot, I forgot the joke. What? Oh, crap. Oh, my goodness, it just went out of my head just like that. Truth About Happiness class, running joke. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. I don't know if it's going to pop back in or not. Let me stick with this topic of what are you talking about. Again, all of the work, all of the answers, all of the challenges, all of the solutions, scratch the challenges, all of the solutions can be found in the mirror. But the question becomes, what else is in the mirror with you? Is the future in the mirror with you? Is the past in the mirror? So when I talk about the solutions, are found in the mirror. There's no wiggle room. There's no getting out of that. There's no, it's got to be something else. No, it's you, your journey, your life. And I'm here to tell you that you have the ability to, in fact, experience more peace when you are more aware of what you're saying and why you're saying it. That's really the point of this whole topic, of this whole show. You know, we're as soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying and defending that program. And I'm here to tell you that it is a running program that says, just talk about, it doesn't matter how it made you feel, talk about, you know, it's almost like watching the news. And the news is mostly all, air quotes here, bad news. The national news, the local news, it's very rare that good news, it's news that is not on a positive tip. That's not its purpose. And I just want to share that you can make a shift. You can shift and switch and really concentrate on sharing something that isn't a lower consciousness level, or not. You can change the world. You want to change the world? Change yourself. You want to change the world? Change that person. Do something, that person in the mirror, do something different. Do something different. You want to change the world? Can you change? When you change, the world changes. How's that? The five most common regrets of the dying? Thank you for asking. The five most common regrets of the dying. Number one, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. A lot of people are feeling that one. And good job. And the thing about speaking your mind, speak what you are inspired to talk about. And there is a difference between being inspired and being programmed. You can feel the difference in your body, the difference of being in, having a conversation that, just rising up, just like a plant just rising up inside, or a robotic, this is what I did yesterday. This is what I talked about yesterday. This is what I'm used to talking about. It's just more mindfulness. And with more mindfulness, with more consciousness, with more self-awareness, guess what? You will be able to experience more contentment, more inner peace, more happiness. To practice. The fourth regret of the dying, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And the fifth one is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. And that's why we're here, folks. This is it. So the conclusion is to be aware, practice, be mindful of what you are talking about and why are you talking about it. What is your intention? What is your agenda? To share or to scare someone or to make someone? usually the question is, what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? The man with the hump in his back, he wants you to have a hump too. So if they're feeling anxious or worried or fearful about some event in the world, they want you to feel anxious and fearful about that too. And that's all I'm trying to say here. You want the world to be better? You want the world to change? you change first. You're it. You're it. Hey, well, reality spirituality, that's all for today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can find a few YouTube videos on my YouTube channel that needs to be updated. Of course, the book that I'm writing is going to be published before the end of the year called Program for Unhappiness. Woo! Can't wait for that one. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, Can you sense a running theme here? Come on. That's it. That's the only topic. It's the only topic. Maybe exercise too. Yeah, but this contentment, this happiness thing is number one. Happiness is a practice skill. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. The universe having a human experience, your conscious energy, which is always evolving and always changing, always growing. Love is patient. So be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment, regardless of what the journey feels like, regardless of what the journey looks like. Remember, this is a quote from Abraham, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening. She's out.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Feel good now.